Welcome back again. This is your host, Chiffon 101. And yeah, man, it's Movement TV. We truly, truly, truly believe in second chances in life. We believe that you are here for a purpose. So no matter what you're dealing with, I don't care. The bill collectors keep calling your phone. But they say, scare my wife when I'm not home. Y'all know I'm old school with a twist of new. It's a Movement TV. We dare you to step out on faith and love life, man. At any age, you can live your dreams. And look, I'm the mother of four, grandmother of eight. Don't hate. We are all great. I always start out by saying, rise and shine. Time to grind. This Movement TV wants to wake you up with motivation and inspiration. And please stop all that hate. We are all great. I say this every day. Keep building. It took many laborers to build the building that we're walking by, using that as an analogy on how hands putting together can continue to build empires. There is no need to hate. There's no need to try to wish negative energy on anyone. See, right now, y'all know what's really going on in the world, man. I tell y'all, I don't watch the news. It's very depressing. I want to hear about good news in the world because I know that's a lot of that going on too. But nobody really talks about that. They're always talking about the negative, the negative, the negative. Well, we're going to start talking about some positive energy, positive energy. Positive energy. This is what we want to talk about. How can we take back our dreams, man? How can we get back in a position to do the things we love and monetize off of it too? And how can we use this phone? Because this phone ain't nothing but another bill. How can we use this phone to bring in income? And then also, if you're one of those gamers out there and you like playing games, I don't care if it's solitary, car racing games, whatever kind of games, word puzzles, whatever kind of games you like, are you getting paid for it? See, there's so many sites out there that we can help you learn how to play games and get money on your PayPal for it. Cash out with tickets that you can pitch in for the lotto and do different things without money out of your pocket. You can do this, and people are winning thousands of dollars every week just by playing games. Yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about. And also, I want to encourage you guys on healthy living, man. How many times do we say, I want to get in shape, I want to get in shape, New Year's resolution, and then New Year's come and go and you never started anything? Today, I want to inspire you to go right in your kitchen and start using holistic healing properties right in your cabinet and refrigerator that will not only help clear the lungs and oxidize the blood in the brain, it will also build your immune up as an antioxidant, antifungal, antibacterial. It's just so good for anyone who suffers with bladder infection, kidney stones, ulcers, things like that, irritable bowel syndrome. We want to talk about how to detox the body and how to really start getting healthy and what does a simple walk for you do. Yeah, man, there is so much more going on than meets the eye. And most important, sometime on this episode, we're going to talk about the injustice that I am enduring as we speak and watching other families go through a police misuse of authority, physical force and excessive force. And if you ask me, lately, they're being disorderly. Disorderly conduct, but not by us, by them. We want to talk about, have you ever been, let's say, done injustice? And we want to hear about it. It's MovementTV.com. See, I'm realizing I had to go through injustice. I'm still recuperating from an injury upon my arrest, believe it or not. Watching them arrest my son with no justification, no warrant, and won't even tell them why they're arresting. Then I'm seeing court case misconduct. I'm seeing malicious attempts to prosecute my son. And I'm just seeing things done. And I commend those people, especially parents who are studying their rights and teaching their children, man. You have to know what to do when you get pulled over by police. And I'm going to write a book, especially what to do while driving black. It's a Movement TV. We got a lot to talk about. And yeah, I'm a voice to be heard, man. Get used to me. I'm not going nowhere until God says so. It's a Movement TV. It's time to make it happen. Welcome to another edition of It's a Movement TV. It is your host, Shafan 101. Guys, we have a lot to talk about this week. We're going to talk about putting you first. We're going to talk about separating from negative energy and getting rid of circle to build your empire. I told you, we keep building. It doesn't take one person. It takes many people to get the job done. We're also going to talk about healthy living. You are what you eat. And how do we jumpstart our metabolism to get us back going, doing the things that we love to do and loving yourself too. We're also going to talk about the healing powers that are in baking soda. Baking soda, guys. Y'all know the Arm & Hammer Strong Orange Box Ball Head. Y'all know who I'm talking about. That old school baking soda. What could it do to boost your immunity, detox you, and build your lungs, blood, and brain? Guys, we got so much to learn. So little time. Stop wasting time. It's already against us. It's Movement TV. We dare you to step out this year on faith, no matter what age you are, and go after your dreams by any means necessary. It's Movement TV. We will be back after this pause break. Welcome back to It's a Movement TV. I am your host, Shafan 101. Guys, I just want to take time and thank our followers, our supporters at itsamovementtv.com. We are so thankful for you guys. I see there's a lot of haters out there, but when it comes to our show, you are showing your love, your support, because our platform is for the people, by the people, giving you the opportunity to live your dreams at any age. Yes, I'm just getting started. You're talking to a mother of four, a grandmother of eight. Don't hate. We're all great, guys. There are so many gifts inside you. I see gifts inside my kids. I see gifts inside my grandkids. Who are the people that you're going to look up to help push their gifts out? See, guys, it's not about always just teaching them how to go get a job, go get a job. God gave you gifts inside of you to live comfortably off of. You're supposed to be doing the things you love and love what you do and keep it moving until your dreams come true, even if people doubt you. Your whole objective, don't doubt yourself. It's a Movement TV. We dare you to step out the box. We dare you to start looking at yourself as more than, not less than. Show the enemy who is really into me and JC. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Are you listening to the words that come out my mouth? You are in a spiritual battle, each and every one of us. There's something called God and there's something called the devil, and they're fighting for your soul. It's that simple. Truth be told, we are all work in progress. There's no one better than the next. We are all able to make mistakes. We all fall. We all stand strong. We all go through emotional ups and downs and ins and outs, but it doesn't make you less than. See, remember, when you are a chosen one is someone who has a plan. God has a plan for that chosen one to make a difference. And just like God knows what he got for you, the enemy come after and try to stop that by sending some of his goons on you, man. You know what I'm talking? Goons. And yeah, he uses people, places, and things to bring you back to memory past pain. He uses people to take you off your course and distract you, man. He uses people to make you start doubting yourself. See, that's why I love to walk alone. A leader walks alone because, see, a leader leads, and a leader doesn't have to walk with a pack. See, you are associated by association in this world, unfortunately. No one should ever judge anyone. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me, and that's the only one I'm concerned with. But at the end of the day, he also gave me a second chance after my out-of-body experience. I used to be handicapped, needing 9 surgeries, guys. I used to have so much meds, I could have opened up a pharmaceutical clinic myself. They gave me so many prescriptions. I like had over 14 prescriptions, and half of those things I wasn't even taking because I just knew somewhere in my spirit that was going to cause me more problems. And yeah, man, I didn't know about holistic healing then like I do now. After my out-of-body experience, November 1st, 2005, I have never been the same. I started doing this when that happened. Until then, I was the owner of Shafan Hair Technique, mother-daughter business since 1979. Shout out to my moms and pops for raising me up. Yeah. boss. And yeah, mommy, I love you very much. Daddy in heaven, I love you too. And that's why I can't stop. My dad was also an educator who always shouted out knowledge was empowerment. And the more you know, the further you grow. So we all should be learning new things. What are you really doing with the modern technology, the AI, and the things that are out there today? Guys, it's time to wake up. Stay woke, man. You can flip your situation. It's the way you're thinking about your situation is why you're not flipping. See, because anybody can get a hustle right from this phone. Anybody can make passive income right from this phone. Anybody could play games and make a couple of dollars right from this phone. What are you really doing? See, we're going to talk about all of this stuff. Subscribe to thismovementtv.com. Hit us up at This Movement TV Podcast and subscribe to that. Guys, I apologize. I should be doing way more podcasts, but I'm one person doing many things. Behind the scenes, we also have a Cablevision show Saturday night, 10 p.m. on Channel 15 Peekskill, covering the entire Northern Westchester, New York, and Southern Dutchess as well. As we also have a network. Yes, I said it like VH1, MTV, like OWN Network, like NBC, CBS, ABC, all of those are networks, guys, BT. They're all a network with someone who had a vision to open the door to show many, many programs. Well, this is what we do at It's a Movement TV. God has given me a vision, and my vision is to help the people live their dreams. Everything you do every day is a reality series because it's your reality. It's not what you're watching on TV, guys, that is scripted, cut up. Ask anybody who has done a reality show and you will see what they say. That wasn't really them. That was the character that they wanted you to see. They wanted you to portray this ignorant chick that loved to fight and be loud. Yeah, man. Half of that stuff is fake, but you're not. See, this phone goes a long way, especially if you have a good camera. All you got to do is have a tripod with you on the go and make a show happen. Your reality. Welcome to mine. What's really going on? And yeah, man, there's so many opportunities we are going to give you this year. Why? Because I believe in you like God believes in you. And he's going to send you to me to open that door for you. Independent artists, wake up, man. Just because you didn't think your music was popping, just because you didn't have that support from your closest people, believe me, I know all about it. Check my music out. Google me, Chiffon, 111, C-H-I-F-F-O-N, F-F like food and fun, 111, Chiffon, 111, no space, excuse me. And yes, guys, let's make it happen together, because together we rise, divided we fall, and don't sell at all. It's time to make moves, peoples. Yo, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about the injustice that the police are doing in my community. Guys, I was arrested. I was arrested trying to figure out why they were racially profiling, harassing, and illegally arresting my son. And the more I spoke up, guys, the more the aggressive, abusive authority police officers got upset, especially one in particular. And yeah, as I replay my videotape over and over and watch, I see more and more and more stuff that I don't like. Like, for example, guys, know your rights. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to ask about your rights. Is there a warrant? Guys, I want to talk about what to do when you're accosted by police officers, especially while driving black. Yeah, I said it. Because we all know where we're at in this world. We all know we're living in the last days. And it is no secret that black men are getting injustice and killed for walking while black. See, it's unfortunate that I have to use my platform to speak about this horrific stuff that's happening, especially in my community. And yeah, I guess they're a little mad at me too because I don't fear evil. Sorry. Only person I fear is God and Jesus. So with that being said, we're going to talk about how I was arrested, how I was physically assaulted and injured and sent to emergency with a shoulder issue due to the injustice that I had to go through as well. Guys, there's so much I want to talk to you about, so much I want to tell you, and so much I want you to know. It's a Movement TV. I stand for something called you. I stand for the people, man. Movement TV. You can consider me an influencer. You can consider me a motivator, inspirator. I don't care what you consider me, but just know I'm here to make a difference. And your voice matters. Indie artists, come on, man. What are y'all really using your music platform for? put the message in the music before they lose it. It's Movement TV, Chiffon 101. I'm coming right back. I ain't done. Pause break. Thank you again for tuning into It's a Movement TV. I am your host, Chiffon 101. Okay, guys, let's get right into it. We're going to talk about the health benefits of baking soda. I know it sounds crazy. People are like, what? What is she talking about? But do you really understand what that is? Guys, if you're looking to lose some weight, these are tips and advice of holistic healing done by Chiffon 101. I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. I'm someone that used to see doctors for a living before my out-of-body experience. I'm someone who used to be on 14 medications over a period of time that caused me a whole bunch more adversities, such as kidney stones, bladder infections, irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, indigestion, heartburn, internal bleeding. The list was ridiculous, okay? And when I say that God had a plan, he killed that body, brought back this body, started talking to me, and kept it moving. And yeah, it's that simple. It's that simple for those who truly believe. And yeah, I used to say what I was. I used to be insecure. I used to not love what I looked like. I used to have anxiety, emotional issues, a little depression. Why? I didn't understand all that came from the meds that I had. I even used to look at myself like I can't pick up a pound, and I used to think that was bad. That's how much the mental was in the dark. I used to love just doing everybody's hair, making them feel good about themselves, and then I would go home feeling like the ugly duckling, acne all over my face, working in an African-American salon, pressing curls, grease and steam, had bronchitis, asthma, all kind of stuff, to the point where I truly needed 9 surgeries. Is why I love studying holistic healing. Things I've done now, as I am Chiffon 101, I have never used to do this before owning Chiffon Hair Technique, mother daughter business. And man, was I jacked up. I never missed a day of work. Why? Because if I didn't open that door, I had 4 mouths to feed and mortgage to pay. There was no public assistance. There was no food stamps. I had to do what I had to do. Not realizing that standing still is no longer an option, but standing still, I required a lot of health issues. I didn't realize standing still, not taking those walks every day, because I thought I walked back and forth from chairs in the salon all day, that was enough exercise. No. I stood still more than I walked while I was working on their hair, and I understand why I had a blood clot in my left leg, which caused a heart attack, which made me need a pacemaker, one of my many ailments that I needed to have done. So I suggest that, you know, keep an open mind, and you always can study anything and everything, which I suggest you do. Of anything I say, I am not a doctor. As I said again, I am someone that has been to many doctors, have been diagnosed, have died out of body, came back and knew and improved. So nope, I ain't having that. And now I love to study stuff and help you, because God gave me a second chance. Nobody was talking this talk to me. I'm no better than you. I'm work in progress and I'm growing, but I do know one thing. God is progressing me. God is allowing me to learn that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and actually do all the things I dream to at my age, because it's just a number. I died at 35, reversed that number. I'm 53, and God said, now is the time to live your dreams. Raise the kids. Kids are now raising kids, but now is the time to put him first and you second, and watch and see where he leads you. It's a Movement TV. You know how hard it is to stop not putting you first? That is the hardest challenge I had, because I love helping people. I love being there for people. I love putting people first. That's why God loves me so much. And he wants me to help inspire you, to remind you he's still waiting on you too. He loves you. He's there for you. And he wants to help you exceed to your next level. We're in the last days. Since when do we have earthquakes and eclipse all in the same weekend? Come on, man. We in that turning point. So guys, I want y'all to start studying baking soda. And if you are interested in wanting to lose some pounds, that stomach, that gut you can't get rid of because it's backed up with a whole bunch of yuck. I can call it what it really is, but you already know what I'm talking about. You gotta get rid of that crap. Now, at the end of the day, when are you detoxing? When are you getting rid of all that bad stuff that's just sitting in your intestinal tracts, causing you poisons in your body and causing you acidity and all of that? You got to start detoxing. And the best way to do that is just by taking a teaspoon of baking soda and putting it in a water bottle. It's that simple. Put it in a water bottle, shake good 30 seconds, alkalize that water up. I can truly tell you that is the best alkalinity water that you could drink. It ain't the Powerade, the Gatorade. If you read the ingredients and it's got more than three syllables and you can't pronounce it, literally, if it looks like a chemical and you can't read it because it's too big of a word, why are you drinking it? Why don't you even do me another favor? Why don't you Google some of those words you can't pronounce and see what it's really doing to your body? See that color dye, that red dye in there? Same color dye that's on Easter eggs. Now, if they have a warning that says do not ingest this, if so, go to poison control. Why they don't have a warning on that bottle too? Because it's the same coloring. It's the same dye. Guys, stay woke, America, man. This ain't what it looked like. It ain't what it appeared to be. So yeah, man, start detoxing with a simple teaspoon of baking soda in your water for those who want to get rid of a lot of backed up fecal matter in their stomach, want to lose a little pounds in that waistline. Baking soda is great for that. If you are a workout head like me, it improves your endurance. That should be the first thing you drink every morning to calm the acidity down in your body before you even get that coffee, because I'm a coffee lover too. I'll drink that first cup of coffee, but it's not until after I drink at least half a bottle of some of my baking soda water. And yes, guys, not only health and benefits, it can treat heartburn and improve your oral health. It can help your kidney disease. It can relieve butt bites. It can help nail infections. Guys, it's like baking soda, point blank, is an alkaline substance. So it regulates your body pH by neutralizing the acid in your body when you consume it. So also the study suggests that taking baking soda by mouth may slow chronic kidney disease progression. It also showed great benefits to kidney progression, of kidney functioning in general. And it's so helpful for the body. The primary benefit of drinking baking soda is a temporary relief of indigestion or heartburn for those who have that. Or even if you're a drinker and you're hungover, guys, it's a go-to for real. There's also evidence that they suggest it also helps to reduce muscle fatigue during your training. Remember, it's not going to increase your muscles, but it's going to reduce the fatigue when you get tired out, because it's going to help keep your boost up, guys. Sodium bicarbonate sublimation, it improves your muscle endurance so that you can get that harder workout in to endure a little bit more. And it also, excuse me, while detoxing the body, while changing up your diet, you can add this healthier way to help reduce the ramification of not being able to neutralize the acidity in your body, guys. What I'm trying to say more so is you want to get anything and everything that's out of your body by detoxing it so that you don't end up with all these problems in the future: acid reflux, indigestion, heartburn, kidney stones, liver issues, irritable bowel syndrome, bladder infections. It will help all of that and then some. Because sodium bicarbonate, like I said, it could even help build your kidneys back up if your kidneys are getting weak, guys. And I know it sounds crazy, because you might just say, oh no, that's old school for cleaning. Old school for cleaning. It does that too. That's why you should buy 2 or 3 boxes at one time and keep one in the bathroom. Why? Because I brush my teeth with it. Use it for deodorant. Keep one in the kitchen. Why? Because I put some in my water bottle every day when I got to get ready to go to the gym. For me, every other day, because I'm pretty healthy and pretty fit right now. And then, yeah, I also have another one on layaway just in case. Just in case. See, you would be surprised, guys. It does so much in you. Next podcast, we're going to talk about what it does with lemon juice and baking soda and how that helps the body. See, guys, you can get healthy. You can get ready for the summertime. You can get ready to take those layers of coats off and not be embarrassed of what you look like. But guess what? It's not going to happen until you do it. It's the Movement TV. We love to inspire you and motivate you. I am a life coach to help inspire you to get your life in order. You guys, I love to work one-on-one with people. Hit us up. Hit the chat button. I also mentor as well as do Zoom calls one-on-one if we need to get a diet, a regimen for you. We take that 30-day challenge together. I will be your coach for 30 days, and I will work with you. Because, see, my whole objective, I want to see you succeed. That's my whole objective, guys. I want your health back. I want your mental intact. Why? Because we got to stand for a purpose in this community, and we got to stand up now. It's a Movement TV. I am your host, Shafan 101. Don't ever doubt what you're here for. You are here for a purpose. We're going to talk every episode that I have. I'm sorry, we're running out of time right now. Time goes quick. That's why I can't nobody play with my time no more. That's something you can't give me back. Every podcast, I'm going to start trying to do at least 3 podcasts a week. I would love to do it every day, and no excuse. I'm just going to have to find that time, because I want to start talking to the people more. I want you to start calling me for interviews, especially independent artists and small businesses. We love to give you the opportunity to be seen and heard. We appreciate the sponsors behind the scene that helps push It's a Movement TV out to the public. And we do appreciate each and every one of our followers and supporters. Lately, I have been being hacked on IG, so I have not been on that site that much. Please follow through at itsamovementtv.com. Hit your email, because I do send out weekly newsletters with promo codes, flyers, contests. We also love to teach you how to make income on this phone, on the go. We also want to start doing courses of Know Your Rights, what everyone should know when it comes to being accosted by police officers. Know Your Rights is going to be a segment that we do on every podcast after my encounter watching my son be injustice, being arrested. And then I, too, was arrested and trying to stand for the rights of why you're arresting him. He asked 5 times. They said no thing. I asked if you had a warrant. They had no warrant. And, you know, these things get covered up if there's not a voice to talk about it. So every episode, you're going to hear us talk more about healthy living, holistic healing. Why? Because you got to be strong to stand for something, to battle something. And then we're going to talk about your rights and what everyone should know when dealing with police officers. We're going to talk about my story. I'm going to keep you informed as I continue to be mistreated in the community I love due to a few bad apples in a bunch. I'm not going to stop loving my community, because I have told myself over and over again, it's the people that make the community, and I love my people. I love my people in my community and worldwide. So if we stand for something together and stop letting people hold us back, haven't we been through enough? Please, guys, understand there's power in numbers, and it starts right here in our community. So Movement TV, next episode, we're going to talk about your rights, and especially what you need to know while driving black and getting pulled over by police officers. What's the first thing you were supposed to do? It's a Movement TV. Subscribe, hit that notification button so that you know exactly when I'm dropping that next podcast. And some podcasts are personal, just for my members only, that I do not drop to the public. I drop directly to you in your email. It's a Movement TV. I support those who support us. And indie artists, it's time to put that message in the music before you lose it. It's a Movement TV. I am your host. I'm your influencer, or influencer, however you would like to pronounce it, but I like how I do it. I got my own style. Don't hate. We're all great. I am someone who loves to motivate you and inspire you to be the best you, man. I'm someone that loves to stand for something. I'm someone that's been there and done that and never looking back to the past. The past could kiss my apparatus status. You already know. It's time to get to the next level, because together we rise, divided we fall, and we do not excel at all, people. Stop all that hate. I see nations coming over. I see many coming over from everywhere, dominating. But the only thing I don't see is our people dominating, African Americans. No prejudice here. I respect those who come not knowing any English and dominate with businesses. I respect that you can stay in a house and live 15 in a 3-bedroom and save money and divide everything up and monopolize. I respect that. I'm not a hater. I respect it. What's happening with our society? Why can't our people do something similar? Chinese know how to work together. Spanish people know how to work together. But then I see our people working against each other. I see our people killing each other. And then I see injustice done by officers who got a hit on our people. So I'm just trying to understand, where are we going wrong as a people? And who gonna help it to be right? I am your host, Shafan 111. Hit me up at itsmovementtv.com. And my last name is Wright. In honor of my father, with a name like Wright, you can't go wrong. Stand for something or fall for everything. It takes a chosen few to lead. Welcome to my world. It's a Movement TV. Thank you for your support. Thank you for always following. Thank you for you believing in yourself, that God has a plan for you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to hit us up and let's get it in. We have a network worldwide on Roku, from here to Africa, giving you the opportunity to be seen and heard. And we give 3 people free opportunities on our website every month. For them, when they are ready to start that reality series, because their music is out there, they already got the ASCAP, they already got independent distribution, they already got their thing going, they just need more help pushing it out. That's when It's a Movement TV come in. We give 3 people that we feel are deserving of the break to help break them. Together, we can make it happen. It's a Movement TV. I am Shafan 111. Yeah, subscribe, man. Get ready for that next podcast, because you got a lot of learning to do. Tips, advice, healthy living, and know your rights coming up on the next episode. May God bless you. May God keep you. And remember this, guys. When you wake up, make that day your best day, because it could be your last. Tell people that have hurt you in the past, you forgive them, because it could be their last. And don't look back to the pain that you endured. You're the only one that can keep bringing it back. Look forward to things yet to come. That's called walk on that faith walk. Step out on faith. Gotta get it done. And one more thing. Separate from negative energy in your circle. Time for a new circle. Get with entrepreneurs. Get with people who are wanting to step out, step up, and work together for a better tomorrow. I am your host, Shafan 111. I love you. I thank you for your support. I thank Jesus for giving me the opportunity. And I thank God I woke up today. What do you have today to be thankful for? It's a Movement TV. Keep it moving by any means necessary. God bless you. God keep you. And I'll see you soon. Hold your head up, man. We all work in progress, but I know one thing. This is a battle. Stay focused. God got you. I holler at you. It's Movement TV. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's a Movement TV. I am your host, Shafan 111. You just had a little brief segment of what I love to talk about, different ways to get a running start and holistic healing your body with all natural stuff that you have right in your refrigerator. Next week's episode, we're going to enlighten you every episode with another secret banger on what you can use to detox anything and everything in your body, from little things like lemons and onions and turmeric and cloves and things like that. Guys, you'd be surprised. There's so many things, honey, and what it has in it, antibacterial, antifungal things. You'll be surprised. God had a plan, man. It ain't all in the drugs of doctors healing. It's right in your kitchen. There's a lot of learning you need to do. Olive oil for one, coconut oil for another. I ingest both of them inside and use them on my skin outside. You will be surprised how it helps for those who have anti-inflammatory issues, knees hurt, back hurt. When you get out that shower, mix the two together, coconut oil, olive oil, and put a little bit of something smell good in it. And whatever you like, rub it on your body right out the shower. You'll see what it can do. These are the little things I do. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm just someone that used to be handicapped, died, came back new and improved. So nope. I'm not having that. And I study differently. I think differently. I walk the walk because I talk the talk. I've done it all, been through it all, and we're still standing for a purpose. It's a Movement TV. We are dedicated to second chances in life, second chances for you to step out on faith and believe in yourself no matter what you have been through. Make sure you subscribe for our next podcast, and I will try to have that up within the next 2 days. And you are going to see every podcast. It's Movement TV. Want to enlighten your knowledge. Rest in peace to my dad, who was an educator and a great one at that. That's why I'm so intelligent. Thank you to my mom for helping me have the beauty side also with the beauty salon. Knowledge is empowerment, guys. So make sure you learn something every day. Make sure you study things. This internet works. It's so much easier than we had it going to libraries, having to research magazines and newspapers. This new generation got it too easy. What are you really doing with it to prosper your life? Old school, it's time to catch up to the new school, because we have the knowledge to want to go to another level. It's time, but you got to get a circle of independent entrepreneurs that's thinking the same way as you. So hit us up at It's Movement TV, and we also offer 3 shows a month for free to those who are really about their business. We're looking for leaders of the new generation. We are looking for podcasts and activists that love to stand for a purpose. Shout out to Daryl Davis and the Justice Committee for all that he does for the community and trying to make a difference. And all those who stand for something, may God continue to bless you and salute you. On the next podcast, we're going to get more in detail on holistic healing, but we're also going to get into detail on knowing your rights. We are always going to begin to do segments teaching you your rights on these last days. Stuff is getting out of order, man. People getting pulled over because they're walking while black. They ain't even got to be driving. And it's not just happening in my community. Every community have a few bad apples. But please remember this, guys. In all communities, there are not all bad apples. There are quite a few. Do not misunderstand me. But then there are a chosen few, a handful, that may be good cops still. I have several respects for certain cops in my community that I will be saluting them on the next episode and letting you know that, you know, respect comes with its giving. And yes, police officers, don't forget what you signed up for, to serve, honor, and protect the community. It's a Movement TV. You got to keep it moving. So, with that being said, excuse me, this raspy voice of mine. Now, with that being said, on our next episode, we're going to get more in detail in healthy living. We're going to start talking to independent artists. We're going to also offer interviews of those who have been done injustice in their community. We want to hear about it. Reminding you, we have a Cablevision show. It's a Movement TV on cable Saturday night, 10 p.m. channel 15, covering the entire northern Westchester, New York, and parts of Southern Dutchess. We are also now a network on all Roku platforms worldwide, giving you the opportunity to have your own reality show. Excuse me, a real reality show. And I mean real reality, not uncut and all that. I know to have hot when I'm doing this. I don't have my hot cup of coffee with me, and I apologize. But I must keep that heat going, because I talk a lot for a purpose. And next episode, we're always going to do a Know Your Rights episode. What to do if you're stopped by the police? We want you to know your rights. If you have a police encounter, you can protect yourself. So we are working with the Civil Rights Liberty Union, and we are going to be teaching you courses on what every family should know about their rights. You pay taxes, don't you? Okay, well, you need to know your rights. Why? Because you pay their salary. So you have to understand they're a public servant for you. We're not to fear the police. We are supposed to feel honor and protect from the police. So there's going to be a lot of talking we're going to do. Like I said, follow us on itsamovementtv.com. I will have my podcast on my website. I have been being hacked on IG. They're taking 13,000+ followers away. They've frozen my followers for 3 years now. So at this point, I choose not to push the middleman out. It's A and B. Holler at me at itsamovementtv.com. And yes, we are going to be talking about, if you ever have those encounters, what do you do and what do you say to the police is always important, okay? Everything you say can be used against you in a court of law. So we are going to start doing courses on what you need to know about your rights. Make sure you follow us at itsmovementtv.com because we're going to send newsletters out to you with bulletins and pinpoints that come directly to your phone to download as a PDF and hold that. And then we want you to go teach your kids what they need to know, especially your young men, your African-American young men at that. We need to know these things, and so do they. It's a Movement TV looks forward to enlightening you. On the next one, we will talk about that. Like I said, we're going to start it out and always pull out your camera and your audio to record. Get ready, guys. You're going to learn a lot with us. It's Movement TV. We believe in you. We're going to hit you up on that next episode, and we got a lot to learn. So make sure you have your pen and pad, man. It's MovementTV.com. Subscribe, and you'll get the newsletters for free. We want you to know what we know. And there's one thing we will not do. We can't stop. We must go and keep it moving until you reach the top. May God bless you. May God keep you. And now I'm going to get something hot for this raspy voice. Love yourself. I'm going to leave you on this note. I used to hate my voice. I used to tell myself it's so raspy. I hate it. It's deep and raspy. Double blow. And what did I know? The voice that I used to hate is now what makes me who I am today. Never doubt what God has a plan for. It's Movement TV. I am your host, Chiffon 111. Let me be so much more than that. Google me, Chiffon, C-H-I-F-F, like food and fun, O-N-1-1-1. Healthy food at that. It's Movement TV. We will see you real soon. Till then, keep your head up and be thankful because every day is a blessing. Keep it moving. Never look back. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Bye-bye.